Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo. In Niles, Michigan, a Southwest Michigan man has been charged with hate crime after a barbershop was tagged with racial-motivated graffiti, according to police. Timothy McDermott, 63, of Niles, was arraigned Thursday, October 9, on charges of felony hate crime and malicious destruction of property over $200, but less than $1,000, the Niles Police Department said in a news release. The charges stemmed from an August 14 incident in which the Cut Barbershop, located at 507 Sycamore Street in Niles, was tagged with racist graffiti, the police department said. A police investigation led to McDermott being arrested in connection to the incident, and the Cut Barbershop has served the community for over 20 years, Niles Mayor Nick Sheldon said in a Facebook post condemning the incident. He said the hateful graffiti tagged at the barbershop did not reflect the community's values. This is not who we are in Niles, he said in his Facebook post, urging residents to come forward with information to help police find the perpetrator. Hate has no place here, and I'm angry and disgusted. And in Kent County, a man who broke into a Rockford home with plans to kill the entire family inside has entered a plea in his criminal case. Ricardo Perez Castillo made a brief appearance on Wednesday, October 8, in Kent County Circuit Court for a plea hearing. Castillo, 25, was charged with attempted murder, first-degree home invasion, assault with the intent to commit criminal sexual conduct, and carrying a weapon with unlawful intent in connection to his thwarted plot. The home invasion unfolded in the morning hours of June 15, 2024, at a residence on Ella Terrace Court Northeast in Rockford. Video surveillance obtained by Kent County Sheriff's deputies showed Castillo enter the home and undressed to only his underwear and T-shirt. Castillo then grabbed a knife from the kitchen drawer and walked upstairs. Police wrote in an affidavit, Castillo opened the door to the master bedroom and noticed a husband and wife asleep. He shut the door and went to look for an easier target, police said. That led Castillo to a room where the homeowner's daughter and her friend were sleeping. Castillo started stabbing an 11-year-old girl while on top of her. The girl's screams awoke the homeowner, who called 911 and informed dispatch that he was holding Castillo at gunpoint until police arrived. The girl was stabbed multiple times in her arm and shoulder, requiring surgery. When sheriff's deputies got to the home, they found Castillo in a bedroom with a bloody knife next to him. Castillo told police he didn't know the family or the girl he attacked. In court Wednesday, Castillo accepted a plea agreement from the Kent County Prosecutor's Office. He pleaded no contest to attempted murder, first-degree home invasion, and an added charge of assault with intent to commit second-degree sexual conduct. The remaining charges were dismissed in exchange. As part of the agreement, Castillo must also register with the Michigan Sex Offenders Registry. Castillo was employed as a canvassing recruiter in the Kent County area for the United States Marine Corps. He is set to appear in court next on November 26th for sentencing. And when we come back after this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
The King of Cars.
This is Denny King, the King of Cars. Do you know why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for over 60 years? It's because we consistently provide the best buying experience in the Thumb for all of our customers. When you come see me, Denny King, the King of Cars, you get to put my 3 decades of experience to work for you. To get the best price on a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram when you shop More Motors in Cairo. At More Motors, we take pride in transparency, honesty, and fairness with all of our customers. When you shop More Motors in Cairo, we check every incentive available to ensure you are always getting the best deal possible. At More Motors in Cairo, we understand not all dealers are the same. City dealers will even often say anything just to get people in the door. At More Motors, we don't do that. So when you're in the market for a new Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram, shop More Motors in Cairo. Then you too will see why your friends and neighbors have been driving to Cairo for more than 60 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, in a significant bankruptcy case, a creditor alleges that $2.3 billion vanished from First Brands, a major U.S. auto supplier. The creditor asked the court to appoint an independent examiner. The claim involves missing funds during trade finance deals. The bankruptcy proceedings may affect scores of suppliers and workers. Auto industry groups are monitoring developments closely. Further hearings are scheduled for later this month. And when we come back after this Ashley sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
You can dress like a king or queen for Halloween, or you can sleep like one night after night. Sleep Gallery savings are here at Ashley and Bad Axe. From sizes twin to king and firm to plush, Ashley has Sleep Gallery savings with prices so low it's scary. We have all major mattress brands, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. And be sure to check out our selection of clearance adjustable bases too. Plus, during the Ashley Spooktacular Savings event, there's one-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, side tables, accent chairs, and more. These are spooky good deals, but you need to hurry in to Ashley and Bad Axe because you only have until Halloween. You can save up to 45% off accessories, up to 30% off store-wide, and up to 30% off area rugs for a limited time. No tricks, just treats available at Ashley and Bad Axe during the Spooktacular Savings event going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing available. And don't forget, we offer custom flooring and blinds too. Stop in today and browse our samples and schedule your free measurement and estimate. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated and open 7 days a week.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our international news in Manila, Philippines. Philippine seismologists say that a new offshore earthquake with a preliminary 6.9 magnitude hit the same southern region struck earlier by an earthquake with the magnitude of 7.4. Philippine Institute of Seismology and Volcanology Chief Teresito Bacolco said that Friday night's earthquake that jolted Manay, town in Davao Oriental Province, was caused by movement in the same fault line at a depth of 10 kilometers or 6 miles. It wasn't immediately clear if it was a separate earthquake or an aftershock of Friday morning's 7.4 magnitude quake, which left at least 5 people dead. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.